Murder in Afghanistan, Justice in America. A man is charged with 17 murders, and all of Afghanistan is watching. On Friday, March 23rd, this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Celeste is out once again. I'm John Hockenberry. We're going to take you into the weekend by beginning talking about how Afghanistan is paying very close attention to the judicial proceedings involving that soldier who killed now 17 people in Afghanistan a week or so ago. We're also going to take a look at some politics, look at why a lone gunman can have so much power in this world today, a new symphony by Mozart, and why people are creative. We'll go inside the brain a little bit later. You're talking about politics and Etch-A-Sketch. Mitt Romney has become associated with Etch-A-Sketch. It's got you talking about which toys best represent the GOP candidates.
Based on Newt Gingrich's campaign tactics, I'd say whack-a-mole.
That's Rick from Denver. Give us your toy for a candidate, a suggestion at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. And let's go right to the headlines. As I mentioned, the Army soldier accused in a deadly shooting rampage will be formally charged with 17 counts of murder in Afghanistan later today. The sergeant is here, though, at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. Staff Sergeant Robert Bales expected to face charges of attempted murder and aggravated assault. Prosecutors say the 38-year-old left his outpost in southern Afghanistan and walked to a nearby village where he randomly shot and killed more than a dozen villagers, many of those children. He's being held in solitary confinement at Fort Leavenworth. A special prosecutor is taking over Florida's investigation into the killing of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. Parents of the teenager want the shooter, George Zimmerman, arrested. Zimmerman has claimed self-defense, even though Trayvon was unarmed. Meanwhile, a rally was held last night in the city of Sanford, where the shooting took place. Demonstrator Eric Eddings tells The Takeaway that Zimmerman was motivated by race.
He recognized something about him that he didn't like, primarily that he was black. And he was able to justify those feelings by the fact that he was wearing a hoodie.
Sanford's police chief Bill Lee Jr. has temporarily resigned following heavy criticism into his handling of the case. Counterterrorism officials will now be able to keep a wide range of information on U.S. residents for up to 5 years rather than the current 6 months. It's a new rule imposed by Attorney General Eric Holder. The government says it needs to retain the data to see if it relates to terrorism threats. Opponents have raised privacy concerns. United Nations and Arab League envoy Kofi Annan is heading to Russia and China for more talks aimed at peacefully resolving the ongoing conflict in Syria. Western nations have pushed for UN Security Council action, but Russia and China have twice vetoed resolutions criticizing President Bashar al-Assad's government. And officials have made a ruling in the death of singer Whitney Houston.
The final cause of death has been established as drowning due to atherosclerotic heart disease and cocaine use.
It's Craig Harvey from the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office. Houston was found submerged in her bathtub at the Beverly Hilton Hotel earlier this month. Bank of America is launching a pilot program to allow homeowners struggling to pay their mortgage an opportunity to stay as renters instead of owners. Participants will transfer their home's title to the bank and in exchange be able to lease their home for up to 3 years. And the NCAA tournament continues today without one of its number one seeds. Louisville knocked off Michigan State 57-44. Spartans forward Dwaymon Reed says the team went AWOL from their game plan.
We thought we was pretty well prepared for it, and, you know, it's not our coach's fault. I think they gave us a great game plan. So at the end of the day, like Coach always tells us, players play, and we just didn't execute well.
Louisville now faces Florida, which beat Marquette. Asian and European markets are down. Futures are mixed at this hour on Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 12,845. The S&P opens at 1,344, and the NASDAQ at 2,901. Coming up next, the death toll in that rampage by a U.S. soldier in Afghanistan. It's up to 17 from 16. U.S. Staff Sergeant Robert Bales will be charged with all of those deaths. More on that coming up next on The Takeaway. And later this hour, we'll talk with author Jonah Lehrer about the origins of creativity and the workings, the inner workings of the imagination inside the brain. We want you to get into the conversation. Call in and tell us your stories about when creativity strikes you. Do you summon it? Do you nurture it? Does it come as a total surprise? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.